Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June the 9th, 1713, the first ever act concerning control of the fresh water supply in Barbados was passed. The act concerned the rivulet known as the Three Houses Spring in the parish of St. Philip, and it predates the formation of the Barbados Water Authority in 1980 by over 250 years. Remarkably, the act passed in 1713 is still in force in Barbados today. According to the Act of 1713, the rivulet had been dug with united charge, labour and industry by the ancient inhabitants of the parish of St. Philip for their own use, but it had been lately altered, diverted, stopped and rendered useless. Accordingly, the Act set out detailed arrangements for the future management of the Three Houses Spring. Local inhabitants living adjacent to the rivulet were given the right to build a reasonable dam for a maximum period of 48 hours to draw off water for their needs, provided that no such dam, drain or channel be so taken as thereby to dry the river below them, but that there shall be always a stream kept running down the said river or channel to a pond situate at the end of the said river's course, commonly called Brown's Pond. The Act also established stiff penalties for those who were found to have misused the water supply. Over three centuries later, in February of 2021, the Minister of Agriculture, Indar Weir, reported problems with the Three Houses Spring that sound remarkably familiar. Currently, he said, the farmers depend on the stream at Three Houses Spring to run into Brown's Pond, and unfortunately along that stream we would find that there are farmers upstream that block the stream and stop farmers downstream from getting access to water. The minister went on to say, we are correcting that, and we have already started the process to put in a sluice gate, and we are going to do a metering system to provide water to farmers along the stream as well. He stressed that the project would help farmers to mitigate climate change and ensure that in future they would have a consistent supply of water. Finally, he indicated that as part of the plan to improve the water supply in the area, the Three Houses Spring Act, passed on this day in 1713, would finally be repealed.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.